This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour. And this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops, and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. Now, the best way to communicate with this show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or to just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button on Bassmaster.com and click on, you guessed it, Bassmaster Radio. As you may know by now, BASS is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and particularly in the first half of the year, there will be several features on the history of this great organization. Begun by an insurance salesman stuck in a hotel room watching an NBA game during a rainstorm, BASS grew into the most influential outdoor organization in the country. But Ray Scott did not do that alone. He needed a true pro who could edit the fledgling Bassmaster magazine and assist in everything else along the way. That man was Bob Cobb. Now 82 and living in retirement in Atlanta, Cobb is a wealth of information on everything from the first BASS member to how the acronym BASS came about to the naming of the Bassmaster Classic. Cobb had too many stories to jam into one segment today, so we have dedicated two segments to this history lesson. In the meantime, the Elite Series opener on Lake Martin in Alabama is just 4 weeks away, and the pros are getting ready. They are also making appearances at the many outdoors and boat shows that are taking place around the country. And in the case of John Cruise, well, let's just say that the cruise missile is a bit busy these days. John is the founder and owner of Missile Baits, along with being a top pro on the circuit. Now, about 5 years ago, I fished an event with John, and today I get the chance to catch up with him as well. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's the Then and Now edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods returns to Greenville and Lake Hartwell. Takeoff will be at Green Pond Landing and Event Center, and the weigh-ins will occur at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Be sure to check out the fan favorite Geico Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. Once again, it'll be held in the 250,000 square foot TD Convention Center, the biggest event in professional angling. We'll see you there. Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as I said, we're kicking things off with John Cruz, who's one of the really fascinating guys in on the Elite Series. Not only is he a guy that cashes about 63% of the time, but he's also a guy that he's missile baits. I mean, he's on both ends of this deal in terms of the bass fishing world. And he joins us now for a few minutes. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Tom.
It's been a while. It's been a minute since we fished an old PAA event back in the day, but I really enjoyed watching you work then, and I remember thinking, and this was, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, thinking this is one of the real young guns out here on the tour. But, you know, John, you turned 40 this year. I mean, do you still get to be one of the young guns when you turn 40?
Yeah, you're only as old as you act, so I say never grow up. That's the mantra.
That's a good point. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, in the off season, and we talked to some of the other guys in recent weeks, Gerald Swindle and some other guys, about what they do in terms of getting the new sponsorships in place and so on. And we've all read the story that Evan Williams has decided to go in a different direction, and they're not putting money into Bass. They were one of your sponsors for several years. Talk about how you go through, you know, finding the sponsors and making sure, you know, you've got all of that lined up, and how far in advance do you get word of that so you can start working on the next year?
It just depends from year to year, you know, and as from turnover to turnover, it's, you know, as far as those non-endemics go, man, those things are like big game hunting. You know, you don't always get one every season when you try to get one, but, when you do, it's, you know, it's always like quite the harvest, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I had a great 4-year run with Evan Williams. Just met a lot of good people there. I learned a lot about bourbon and learned a lot about their history. Awesome. You know, still family owned company and everything. And it really is a neat company. Really, it is. And I have a feeling they'll be back in bass fishing at some point. But yeah, I went through the same thing basically with Advanced Auto Parts a number of years back. They had new CEO come in and kind of wipe things out, and they kind of put the bass fishing portion of it on the outside, along with a bunch of other things they were doing at the time. So it's just part of the business of having non-endemic sponsors. They don't have a necessity to be, you know, invested in bass fishing, to whereas, you know, boat and motor companies and fishing lure companies, they don't have anywhere else to go, so they're going to stay invested in the bass fishing portion.
You know, and it's interesting too, because, you know, Gerald talked about how quick the season is coming. Last week he talked about that, and you know, we're just now maybe 4 weeks away from things getting started on Lake Martin with the Elite Series. But he was talking about some guys don't even have their boats wrapped yet. Other guys don't even have their boats yet. I mean, when you're doing something like this, and you got to get that work done, I mean, how much does it become a crunch? Do you have to deal with that pressure here, you know, if you don't have all your sponsors lined up and you don't have your boat wrapped yet?
To be honest with you, it's a real pain in the butt when you get your boat late.
Yeah.
And I just got my boat last week, and, you know, we're right in the middle of show season. I'm working shows every weekend until Lake Martin. The weather here up until yesterday has been below freezing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all the pockets where the boat ramps are frozen. So it's not real easy to break a boat in. And I haven't even had time to touch my boat in a little over a week that I've had it in the warehouse, 'cause I've only been here 2 days, but, I'll end up getting it. I'll get it rigged out and I'll get it broke in and everything before that first tournament. But it's just a real crunch to get everything done, you know, right in the middle of show season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I assume still running the Bass Cat. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm running the new Bass Cat Lynx. It's a bigger wide body, 20-foot, 8-inch boat. I'm really excited about it. Everybody that I've talked to that's been in the boat and ridden in it can't stop talking about how good the boat rides. And I put a Mercury Verado on that this year. Mm-hmm. It'll be the first time I've run a Verado on tour. I've driven them a number of times, and they're really neat motors. I think that motor fits that boat very well. And I think that's just going to be an awesome combo.
Yeah, John Cruz with us here. Now, you're also Missile Bates. I mean, so this is kind of an interesting part of what you do. So you have so many other interests. It's not like you're just some of these guys that are coming right out of college. All they're doing is fishing. I mean, they're just out there. Right. They're on the water, you know, 300 days a year. But you've got a bait company that you're running, a bait company that has grown phenomenally, and you have to deal with some anglers. I mean, you got a number of guys that wear your logo and fish your product, but you're dealing kind of on both sides of it. You're the fisherman, but you're also, a tackle owner who's working out deals with guys. Just talk about that dynamic.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic in that there's not a lot of haggling going on. When we're talking, negotiating with guys, I just tell them straight up what we can do. I know their value. I don't even offer something that's not up to what I feel like that, is a particular angler's value, whether it's an elite pro or an open angler or just a, guy that fishes weekend tournaments in their region. We try to put a minimum value on everything so that everybody is taken care of, but we don't have the largest team, so to speak, so that we're still a tight knit group. Mm-hmm. Most all of our, we call them the bomb squad. Most all of our bomb squad guys know each other. For the most part, we got about 60 of those guys and gals, I should say. And we got, a handful of guys at the professional level. I'm close with all those guys. I know who they are. Not all of them are technically my best friends. Mm-hmm. But just a couple of them are, like Ish Monroe and Chad Morgenthaler is a good friend. So we've got, and Ike and Ellie with the missile jigs portion. We've known each other a long time. So I go after the guys that I think are going to do a good job, and that's definitely who we have on board.
And I've run that D-bomb ever since you threw me a few bags that day we fished together, and I've got a couple of pegs that are filled with them now. But I also fish with a guy who lives about 3 miles from me, a very good friend of mine, Jake Davis, who's one of your D-bomb guys. He's a guide, of course, and Mid-South Bass Guides does a tremendous job there. Now you jumped into the jigs too. Just talk about that a little bit and having Ike on board with that. I know he's a friend of the show, and he really believes in those in the jig that you're making now. So it's more than just, the old D-bombs that we all love so much.
Absolutely. In order to make a lead jig, there's two or three different ways you can do it. You can have them spin cast in silicone molds. You can have them poured in aluminum mold. And each of those has their strengths and weaknesses, so to speak. And so Ike and Ellie, he just tells me basically what he wants the jig to do and kind of how he wants it to look. And then I'll get a prototype made, show it to him. Do you like this? Yeah, this looks great. Or this doesn't look good. Or can you change that or change this? And basically I figure out how to have it manufactured. We source the hooks. We got custom made hooks in a couple of the jigs. And we're going to have some stock hooks in some of the ones coming up, but they're not necessarily ones other people are using. We try to stay ahead of the curve by design, and we try to stay ahead of the curve by just coming out with functional products that it's not just a me too product, not just something. We do that same thing with soft plastics, and we're doing that with jigs as well.
Once the season gets started, I mean, how is your time split between being an Elite Series pro that's out there, doing a tremendous job on tour? Obviously, you'd love to win an AOI, a Bassmaster Classic, but then in the meantime, you're a business owner.
Yeah, this time of year is the worst for me as far as having all these shows and obligations. I mean, there's a bunch of shows and things that I don't have an opportunity to work that I would like to work. So I'm running around like a wild man right now, trying to get my boat rigged and all that kind of stuff. And to be honest with you, when I get to that first tournament here at Lake Martin, that's going to be like a vacation for me because 99% of my day is just going to be consumed with going fishing and what the fish are doing and how to catch them and not so much about anything else, just fishing. So the tournaments have really become like a vacation to me, and I really look forward to the tournaments just because it's all fishing, and that is fun. And I get to spend time with my friends, rooming with Ish and stuff. So That part's cool, too.
Elite Series Pro John Cruz has been our guest. John, keep up the great work with Missile Baits. We'll see you down at Martin, and good luck this season. We'll look forward to you having a great season. We talk to all of the winners all year long the week after they win a tournament, so I hope that we're going to talk to you again sometime this spring.
Yes, that's the plan. That's the plan. We can do that this spring or this summer or all of the above. How about that?
There you go. That would be beautiful. John Cruz. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, when we return, Bob Cobb joins us. The legend himself is next right here on Bassmaster Radio on SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming back to Lake Martin in Alexander City, Alabama. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wind Creek State Park February 8th through the 11th. Takeoff begins at 6:15 a.m. and weigh-ins will begin at 2:30 p.m. A family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. This is stop one on what promises to be a great season on the Elite Series. Will the Alabama gang be the ones to beat, or will an outsider be champ? Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And boy, as I said in the open, what a treat this is for me today, the opportunity to talk to a guy in Bob Cobb who, look, Ray Scott we know is the godfather of professional bass fishing and the Bass Angler Sportsman Society. That would make Bob Cobb his first lieutenant. And I don't know that Ray, as gifted as he was, could have done it without Bob Cobb. And Bob Cobb joins us now as we embark on this 50th anniversary year of BASS. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, great. Appreciate it, Tom. This is a time of celebration. 50 years, January the 5th, 1968. Don Butler, who became the first member of Bass, he took a $100 bill out of his pocket and gave it to Ray Scott when he was in Tulsa and said, I'd like to be your first member of Bass. Lord, who knows what it could grow to. I mean, it's at the high water mark. We've been over 650,000 people. A tournament trail that's amazing. It's grown from just four or five names on a card catalog that Ray had in a metal box to the Bible of bass fishing, to the sport of bass fishing. It's really amazing. And you look back and you can't believe it's happened as such.
Now, did Butler get a lifetime membership for that $100 bill? Because, you know, that's a lot of money back in 1968. I know I paid $200 for mine in 1981. I would hope that he got a lifetime membership for $100.
Yes, Don Butler, he was from Tulsa, and he was very active in the early days of bass. Matter of fact, he was the one that really organized the Tulsa Bass Club All-American Tournament of Beaver Lake. Mm-hmm. But Ray had come back after the Beaver Lake tournament, and he and Don had picked him up at the airport, and they were driving in Don's pickup truck to a meeting that night. They were going to meet with the Tulsa Bass Club, and Ray was going to pitch them on the idea of a society, an organization. And Butler just asked, you know, said, well, what do you think you'd charge you for a membership? And Ray thought a minute, and he said, $10. And Butler reached in his shirt pocket and pulled out a Benjamin $100 bill. He said, how's this for a lifetime membership? Reagan, I think, kind of gulped and said, pull over here and I'll get a receipt. And I that receipt is one of the prized memories of the growth of bass, and it's on exhibit now in the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, which is in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
And Johnny Morris's Wonderful World of Wildlife. I encourage anybody that's a bass fisherman or just generally an outdoorsman to make plans to go to Springfield and not only see the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, but spend some time there at Johnny Morris's Wonderful World of Outdoors. It's like going home to Mecca for a bass fisherman. It's like Cooperstown for baseball and Canton, Ohio for football. It's amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And by the way, for a long-form look at all of this, Bob Cobb has a book coming out in a few months, The Bass Story Unplugged, and who better to talk about it than Bob Cobb, and I can't wait to read that. And you're right about going to Springfield, and it's funny because I went there in 1985, 86. This was before they opened up all the stores around the country, and I actually had a little shop called the Fishing Hole that I ripped off Jerry McInnes's show name for it, but only hole was W-H-O-L-E instead of H-O-L-E, and my store was called the Fishing Hole, and we were a Bass Pro Shops dealer back when there was no Bass Pro Shop stores other than Springfield. So I went to Springfield, and you're right, it was like visiting the Mecca then, and I can't wait to get back there now, certainly to see the Hall of Fame and the Wildlife Museum, which was just named the best new place. I saw the show the other day with Mark Zona and the Bass Pros, and it looks spectacular, so I can't wait to get back there. And you know, it's kind of interesting, Bob, that the growth of Bass Pro Shops, it dovetails the growth of BASS as well. I think both needed each other to grow the way they grew.
Well, Johnny Morris will parallel that, and he'll say that bass tournaments spawned the growth of the industry. And interesting enough, Johnny was a budding professional bass fisherman, and he came to fish some of our tournaments, the bass tournaments, and he saw the need for tackle. Mom and pop shops, this was before Bass Pro Shops, even before Walmart had any kind of tackle. They had bobbers and crappie poles and things. And Johnny talked to his dad at the Brown Liquor Stores in Springfield to give him a 10-foot counter. And he went to Tulsa and bought $10,000 worth of inventory from Don Butler, who at the time had the Okie Bug Distributors there in Tulsa. It was a tackle distributing company. And came back and stocked his shelves there at Springfield in the Brown Derby Liquor Store. And from that 10-foot of retail space, it's grown into a mega, mega industry worldwide. And not only tackle and things, but it's also just been the avenue of boating and other things. It's right. Just amazing. It's really been the catalyst that the bass tournaments and availability of tackle has made the industry what it is. And now I don't think anybody can get a handle on what we're talking about in dollars. We're talking about in mega dollars.
Yeah. Of course, now they bought up Cabela's as well, and it just becomes that much bigger. We're visiting with Bob Cobb. Take me back to 1968. Do you think when Ray was developing this idea, do you think it was strictly as a tournament organization, or do you think he was running those two rails that also looking at this Bass Anglers Sportsman Society, which would service and teach bass anglers all around the country? Or do you think it was more just to develop a tournament organization?
Well, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Just go back to 67. Ray had gone, he was working insurance. He was in insurance, worked the southeast area. His office was in Montgomery. And he was in Jackson, Mississippi, and he'd gone to Ross Barnett fishing, and a heavy rainstorm came up, and he got just drowned and came back in. It was at the motel. And he turned on a TV set, and there was an NBA basketball game on. And he just looked at it, and he said, well, why can't fishing have this kind of coverage? There's more fishermen and grown men running around in short pants. And he just thought about it and picked up a Outdoor Life magazine and flipped it open there. There's a story in there, but talking about this shark that was new called Beaver Lake. He was laying there in bed, and he had an epitome. He just jerked out of bed, and he said, that's it. He said, if I'm going to ever have a tournament, a fair tournament with rules, this is the time to do it. With that coverage, people will want to come to Beaver Lake. So he got on the phone, called his office, and said, I'm going to be making a sales call in Arkansas. Well, his sales call, he went to the tourist department there to find out in our community group in around Beaver Lake with interested in a tournament, and they told him to either Rogers or Springdale. So he got on the phone and tried to make contact with the Rogers, and the guy got on the phone. He said, Mr. Scott, He said, I'm leaving here in 2 weeks, and I'm not interested in starting a new project. Thank you. So he picked up the phone and called Springdale Chamber of Commerce. And the Chamber of Commerce operative there named Lee Zachary answered the phone, and Ray said, this is Ray Scott. I'm a president of the All-American Invitational Bass Tournament, and I'm giving you an opportunity to hold a tournament. I'd like to have a meeting with you. And he said, well, yes, Mr. Scott, we've heard of your organization. Ray thinks to himself, I've just thought this up. And so smooth-talking Ray Scott, he makes a meeting with Lee Zachary, and he gets off the airplane, and Lee meets him at the gate, and he says, Mr. Scott, he says, welcome to Springdale, and we're looking forward to having your tournament. Well, you've been needing additional rooms at the Holiday Inn, and Ray thinks to himself, I may need to hire a secretary if this thing goes. But he told Lee, he said, no, my staff is coordinating things in Montgomery. So Ray set about to sell this. And the Chamber of Commerce had never heard of Ray Scott. So they get a guy named Joe Robinson, who was one on the board of directors, a land developer there at Beaver Lake. So he had an interest in it. And he did some research, and he faced Ray head up. He said, Mr. Scott, I want to ask you a question. He said, how much experience have you had putting on tournaments? Ray looked him straight in the eye and said, Mr. Robinson, not a darn bit. And that didn't flinch Joe. Joe just disliked him. And they set about to encourage the chamber to support this. But they didn't know whether Ray was a con artist or a hipster or whatever. And they turned him down. But they said, we'll do one thing for you. If you want to put this tournament on, we'll give you a free room in the back of the Chamber of Commerce building. So Ray took it up, and he had asked him for $10,000. They said they just couldn't put that kind of money in. But there was a doctor there named Dr. Stanley Applegate, who was also on the board of directors. And he came to Ray, and he'd written him a check, and he handed it to him. It was $2,500. He said, Mr. Scott, he said, if you make this go, you can pay me back. But if it doesn't, don't tell my wife. And Ray took that $2,500. The first thing he did, he invested in a watch line. The $1,500 of that, set that up in his call center there, so to speak, in the back of the Chamber of Commerce, and started dialing for names. And one of the names that he dialed, he'd gotten a card from Charlie Bamberg in a motel operator there in Montgomery, who was a bass fisherman. And Charlie went down to Lake Seminole there, which was well known as a big bass lake in the South. And the number on the card was for the Lunker Lodge. And the operator answered the phone. His name was Jack Wingate. And Ray explained about the tournament. He was trying to get to... And then he said, Mr. Wingate, he said, I know you have a lot of fishermen there. Would you give me some names that you'd recommend that are really good fishermen? Let me see here, Mr. Scott. Let me give him a logbook. So he got his logbook and opened it up, and as fast as he was down in hometowns and maybe phone numbers. And one of the names he gave him there was Stan Sloan. He was a correctional officer
in Nashville.
Stan, as history tells us, he won the first tournament there, the Beaver Lake All-American Invitational.
How fascinating to hear these stories from Bob Cobb. I mean, this is a guy that was there on the scene as this was all developing. I mean, it really is something, and we're going to have another segment with Bob Cobb coming up here in just a moment, but it really is, for those that have maybe only been in the organization for the past several years or have seen the explosion since the ESPN days and through Jerry McInnes and now the new ownership with Anderson Media, you know, maybe they don't have a sense of what it was like back in the day, and there are a lot of others that are listening right now, you guys remember the way it was, you guys in your 50s and 60s, and remember how this all started out. But it's really good to have an appreciation for where this all came from. And it did come out of dust, and it did come out of the heart and mind of Ray Scott, the patriarch of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society. And anything that's happened in professional fishing with any other organizations, it all started with Ray Scott and what these guys were doing. It's fascinating. More with Bob Cobb when we return. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
The Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods returns to Greenville and Lake Hartwell. Takeoff will be at Green Pond Landing and Event Center, and the weigh-ins will occur at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Be sure to check out the fan favorite Geico Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. Once again, it'll be held in the 250,000 square foot TD Convention Center, the biggest event in professional angling. We'll see you there. Additional details at Bassmaster.com. Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. We are visiting with the legendary Bob Cobb, a guy that was there basically right from the beginning of BASS. And, of course, this year we celebrate the 50th anniversary of BASS. There'll be a lot of things that are going on. You've seen the magazine. If you've seen it in your mailboxes this week, I got mine, and it was spectacular. In fact, they spent a decent amount of time devoted to the first 10 years or so of covers, this late 60s, and then, of course, all throughout the 70s. And there's some great memories in there, some great pictures in there. And it's really interesting to read the timeline of what's going on in the country at the time when those Bassmaster magazines are coming out. And I thought that was very interesting. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. Now, they've also redesigned the magazine. And the redesign of the magazine is fantastic as well. And I'll get to that with Bob here in just a little bit. Now, Bob, tell me how you got involved with Ray Scott and how you got involved when he had the first tournament and how you end up working with Ray Scott, because I think that's a fascinating story as well.
I'm working at the Tribune on the Outdoor Desk, sports editor. And I met Ray earlier at his press conference, and he called and explained that they couldn't get anybody from Tulsa. He said, I've got a thing I'd like to do if you'd help me. And I said, okay, what do you want? And he said, I've got this guy from Memphis. He's named Clyde A. Harp, and he's got a Memphis Bass Club, and he's been going around the docks saying what a great bunch of fishermen Memphis is, and anybody want to challenge him, they could beat him. And he said, Clyde Harbin wants to send you a letter and challenge the Tulsa area bass fishermen to come and fish against them at Beaver as a side tournament. So I said, okay, sounds like it'd be all right. Send me the letter. So I got the letter from Clyde, and I called him on a started his call the Outdoor Notebook, and he started help wanted. Need 10 to 15 hairy-legged bass fishermen to Tulsa to put down from Memphis who swear that they're the best bass fishermen in captivity. And the piece ran. Next morning, the phone rang, and a guy on the sports desk named Bill Harper, he answered it, and he looked my way, and he said, there's a guy here that wants the Outdoor Writer, and he sounds kind of angry. And I said, okay. I said, this is Bob Cobb. Can I help you? He said, I'm Tom T. Butler. Who is that loud mouth from Memphis, and how do you get into that damn bass fishing tournament of Beaver?
And there you go.
Well, that's the alarm blew his bugle, and Tulsa ended up with about 15 guys fishing against Memphis. And from that cadre that went to the, they formed the Tulsa Bass Club, and that was the heart of the break in 1968 there at the Trade Winds East Hotel. Mm-hmm. Ray Brand from Montgomery, coming in January, was not prepared. He had a sear white sucker suit on, looked like Colonel Sanders, and it was cold, bitter cold. And they asked Ray to, he didn't have a top coat, and they asked Ray to step outside to where they had an open discussion of where they wanted to support this idea of Ray Scott's bass organization. And Ray stepped outside and stuck his ear up against the sliding glass door trying to hear what was going on. And after a while, one guy asked up, look, I said, I think Ray's had a good tournament over there, but how do we know he can do what he says he's going to do? How can we trust him? And a voice spoke up, and they turned and looked at Butler, and Butler said, because he says he will. No more questions. Let's vote. And they voted, and Butler said, all hands, we have Scott enter before he's an ice cube. And that was a story, right? As he says, I've picked up members 2000 the first year, knocking them all out of the bushes, and it like you'd knock out pecans one at a time.
Yeah. It's almost like that's the story of the first Bass Nation too. I mean, in a way, you know, that's how it kind of you grow into regions and states and parts of the country kind of going against each other, which is great, great stuff. We're visiting with Bob Cobb. By the way, Bob, you approach Bill Dance's longest answer ever. He went 22 minutes without a question one time with me. So you're right up there. I got to know.
Well, I'm 82 years old. If I don't get it in, I got a short memory and I don't remember what I'm saying. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I want to ask you one more question because, I mean, this is going to be fascinating when we read the book when it comes out, The Bass Story, Unplugged by Bob Cobb, and it'll be coming out in a few months. But the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, I was thrilled when Jerry McInnes and his group bought it and they put the dots back in there. It was very important that this is a Bass Angler Sportsman Society. But how did the name Bassmaster come? How do we go from BASS to Bassmaster Magazine and ultimately to Bassmaster Classic?
Well, that title was Bassmaster, all caps, magazine, cap M. Then when the idea came about to bring about a world championship of bass fishing, Ray and I were on the way to Atlanta to attend a boat show, and it was in April. In spring. And we were having a time at the time. People didn't believe in competition in bass fishing. They thought fishing was a competitive sport. Sorry. And a lot of the press, they weren't on the bandwagon. So we were batting around an idea of what we could do. And we said, well, we need something as big and exciting at the end of the season in the spring, and this Masters Golf Tournament going on in Augusta. Hmm. And we got to batting the idea around, and we said, well, we got six tournaments. We could put them in a points race, and the top 24, 25 guys could qualify for this year-end tournament. And the more we talked, the more it sounded like something we wanted to do. And we said, well, what do we call it? At first, Ray said, well, we ought to call Bob Stever. He's the one that gave me the name. And that happened when got this idea for his organization, but didn't know quite what to call it at the time. And he'd call Homer Circle, who he had been a cohort there at Springdale, and had helped Ray with some advice on the Beaver Lake Invitational. And we called Bob Stever and told Bob Bob was the outdoor editor of the Nashville Tennessee. And when he called Bob was in his office there with Ben Corbin. And he said, let me finish my drink and I'll call you back. You know, give me an hour. I'll mull this over. So he called Ray back and he said, Ray, here's your name. Here's the name for your organization, your club. Call it the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. And Ray said, that's kind of long, ain't it, Bob? He said, Bob, that's right. Bob said, that's right. That's why they call it Bass, BASS. And that's how it actually became.
Wow.
The Bass Angler Sportsman Society.
Well, from spinning off from the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, wanted to figure out what to call the classic. We called it BASS, Bass, meaning the Bass Angler Sportsman Society. At the time, we were on the way to Atlanta during the time the Masters Golf Tournament was on, and so we thought, well, Bass Masters. But that kind of left it short, so we added Classic on there. So it became the Bass Masters Classic, and the first one was held in 1971 at Lake Mead in Las Vegas, and it just became the World Series of bass fishing.
Yeah, that's tremendous stuff. Did you ever expect to, seeing the technology now, one of the big issues I remember all throughout the 70s and 80s and 90s and for so long was how to cover fishing live. I mean, how do we cover a tournament? We do these packages, we do it in the magazines and so on, but is there any way to cover it live? And what has happened in the last couple of years with Bassmaster Live and the coverage now, that did you ever expect to be able to watch it live the way we do now with Bassmaster Live?
No, but let me tell you from experience. We started in 1986 to do the Bassmasters TV show, and tournament coverage was completely by the seat of the pants. We didn't have GPS or anything else. You might get a guy there and say, I'd like to get a camera on you tomorrow. We're on Lake Okeechobee, and he says, I'll go out the rim canal, turn right, and the first cut you get cut through, drive 5,500 RPMs into the sun for 10 minutes, you'll find me fishing that weed line. Huh? What? But amazingly, with three or four or five cameras, we were able to capture a lot of the action on the water. But we had to do it as an after recap type of show.
Right.
But we were able to do that, and we had a pretty good audience of 1.5 million homes on the Nashville network. But nothing in our mind that we could ever do it live. And it was exciting to see the first time that ESPN came on and was able to do that, to bring bass fishing to where other sports were, like football and baseball and basketball. Without a doubt, the coverage by ESPN and the live coverage has underlined that bass fishing is a competitive sport. And it's the opportunity to develop the sport in the future. And I applaud every time I see the ESPN logo.
This book, just quickly tell us about the book, when it's coming out, The Bass Story Unplugged. This is going to be, Boss Man was really good. The Bass Boss, I should say. That was Ray's book. But this is going to be the Bible in the history of the first 50 years of BASS.
Well, a lot of what we've talked about this morning, obviously, is covered in it. From the first time that I met Ray Scott to development, as Ray's always said that he was the godfather of bass, but there's somebody else sit on the egg for a while, and that was me before it was hatched.
Mm.
So it's the story of the heroes and the championships and the marketing plan. The one thing that's probably not really evident is what a tremendous salesman and marketing person Ray Scott was to take four names and build it in the organization he did. But he said it's a lot like religion, where there's a need, you can fill it, and people come.
Yeah. That's tremendous stuff. Bob Cobb has been our guest. Bob, we appreciate you taking the time so much. Do two segments with us here on Bassmaster Radio, just the latest media arm, if you will, of BASS. And I look forward to visiting again. We'll get together again when the book comes out.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I hope you really appreciated that conversation with Bob Cobb. Now, I'll be quite honest with you. There's more on the cutting room floor. I mean, he went on for 25, 30 minutes. I just left the tape rolling, when I talked with him. I mean, it was fascinating to listen to. He was having a little bit of a problem with his phone and his earpiece device and so on. So you hear some of that in there as well. I'm pulling back the curtain now. Okay, I'm telling you the God's honest truth. But we had to do a little bit of editing to get it all in there, and it was fantastic. Now, some of you, that might have been a little bit tedious, but I think that's important, especially in this 50th year. I mean, to take a few moments and take a couple of segments of Bassmaster Radio, Radio and spend it talking about history like that of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, I think it was a very, very important thing for us to do. And this is the time to do it because, you know, things are getting ready to lock and load pretty quickly here with the tournaments that are coming up, not only the college series and the high school series coming up here later on in the month, but then we roll right into the Open at Kissimmee and then into the Elite Series at Lake Martin. So, you know, we've got a lot coming in a hurry here. I do encourage you to take a good look at your Bassmaster magazine because it is a much different look. James Hall and his crew did a tremendous job. Dave Preck and the guys did a tremendous job kind of reconfiguring the magazine. It's a really cool piece of artwork on the cover, which is a recreation of a piece of artwork that was on a cover back in March of 1978. And they kind of reorganized the magazine like your tackle box. You know what I mean? There's segments. Here's your stuff that you want for how-to. Here's your stuff. They call it buckets. It's like having different plain old boxes, you know what I mean, to put all your different gear in. I think they did a great, great job with it. So whether you're looking at how-to or whether you want tournament information or destination information or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for, it's all right there and it's all together in those segments. It's a really, really clean look for the magazine as well. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at the upcoming schedule and some other things that you can get done. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio right here on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work, too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming back to Lake Martin in Alexander City, Alabama. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wind Creek State Park February 8th through the 11th. Takeoff begins at 6:15 a.m. and weigh-ins will begin at 2:30 p.m. A family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. This is stop one on what promises to be a great season on the Elite Series. Will the Alabama gang be the ones to beat, or will an outsider be champ? Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham. As we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polonek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird and Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. The total prize value is $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now, while you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops. And one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. There's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. BassMasterAcademy.com. Speaking of BASS members, you can also sign up to be a marshal at an Elite Series event. And for lifetime members or nation members, get your credentials now for the 2018 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, March 16th through 18th at Lake Hartwell. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce a new and improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. Now, the new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add digital subscriptions for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. We'll get things started with the Carhartt College Central Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops at Toledo Bend, January 25th through 27th. Then it's the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Central Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, also at Toledo Bend the next day, January 28th. And then it's the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open number 1 at the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes, February 1 through 3. I will be there as well, and hopefully I'll see you there at the tournament. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or guests you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.